Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. And here we go. 1911 University with Professor Joe Chambers. Are you grinding something down right now?
No, I'm not. I'm sitting in my office, actually. How are you?
I'm good.
Yep.
I've been wanting to
sit here.
Just sitting there?
Pondering the odd weather we've had, Bill.
What kind of odd weather have you had?
Well, 2 days ago, on the 14th, it was relatively mild, you know, in the 50s-ish. Yesterday, I believe it got up to 76 degrees, and we had a little storm blow through with 98 mile an hour winds.
Wow.
And then today, it was a high of a balmy 38.
That's like living in the upstate of South Carolina.
I'm like, Joe Biden. Somebody gave Joe Biden control of the weather, and he screwed it up too.
Well, you know, at least he's consistent. At least he's consistent.
Normally, so yesterday was my birthday. Normally, I go hunting on my birthday. I'm out of the shop all day, whatever. And because of the weird weather, I was in the shop working and then preparing for a storm. And yeah, it was crazy, man. It was nuts. What a wild day.
How old are you now? 44? 45?
Oh, I wish. I'm 86 years old minus 40. Yeah.
Listen, son, you getting out there and complaining about being 46 years old. Do you know what I would give up to be 46 years old again?
Probably the same thing I'd give up to be 36 years old again.
Well, then you get it then. You understand. Mm-hmm. You totally understand. So anyway, I've been wanting to ask you this. I watch a YouTube channel called the 1911 Syndicate. Have you ever seen it? You ever seen that one?
Yes. Yeah.
You can tell me what you think about it here in a minute. I don't have thoughts about it one way or the other. They seem sort of boisterous to me. I'll be nice about it. But at the same time, some of their gun reviews with some of the guns they do review are interesting. They seem to like they reviewed one gun, and I don't know if it was Alchemy or somebody, but the gun did not have a grip safety on it. So, if you want to, in ascending order, if you want to tell me one what you think about them and their reviews, you're welcome to. I mean, I don't know them, I don't care about them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know them personally either. I've seen a couple of their reviews, and they all seem to be kind of the same thing, you know, very sensationalized reviews of, I mean, they do all kinds of guns, shotguns, pistols, clothes.
Right.
I'm just scrolling through here, their stuff. Most of the reviews that I've actually watched seem to be more along the lines of, this is a really cool gun and you should own one because of this. All right. Well, that's cool, I guess. There's no factual basis to back up what they say. So, you know, it's cool. It's cool entertainment if you got 20 or 30 minutes to waste, I guess.
So not exactly one of those channels that you can't, that you've got on your, you're not subscribed to them, you don't watch to see their latest video.
No. I mean, like, here's a video they did a few months ago, End of World Optic, Trigicon Whole Sun. Trigicon? Scope? Really? I mean, I can think of about, I mean, I have nothing against Trigicon. I can think of about 40 other brands of scope that I'd rather have for End of World than the particular one that they're showing there. I mean, come on.
Which one were they showing?
I don't know. It's a little... I have to go back to it now.
Standard red dot? Little round
one? No, it's a scope of some sort. What is this thing? Hang on. I'll tell you. Give me 2 seconds here. I don't know. It's some kind of LRPVO 1x24 Trigicon scope. I'm like, all right. Well, that's not what I would choose. But I would go with the Vortex Razor 1x10 LPVO myself. But yeah, I mean, so a ton of these, my point is, a ton of these companies that review stuff on the internet, on YouTube, are reviewing it for likes, for views, so they can make money on YouTube, so they can get free stuff from the manufacturers. You know, so, okay, cool. Whatever. I mean, here's a review they did, Chick-fil-A versus Raising Cane's. There's no comparison. If you don't think Jesus Chicken is better than Raising Cane's, then you're wrong. The end.
Strangely enough, I've never thought about comparing chicken restaurants on my YouTube channel. That's just never come up.
I mean,
I'm doing
weird,
it good,
right?
Just to be able to do what I do with the guns, huh?
That's weird, right?
Very. Well, yeah, I mean, right. I think their primary business is real estate, and I think they do a lot of real estate. And to that end, I think that's not bad, I guess. I mean, real estate is... real estate and legal. Everybody's going the gun route with real estate and legal. All kinds of communities popping up and everything else. So that's cool, I guess. I didn't know if that had ever been, if that was ever something you had been, if you'd ever had any. Because if I were out there and I was like, I review nothing but 1911s and I review only the best ones, I'd be seeking you out. And I don't know that they've ever done that. Maybe they have, and you don't want to tell me about it. That's fine. But I want to talk more about, when we come back, how they're starting to take something. And am I right that there's some people out there making the gun without a grip safety?
Oh, guys have been doing that since the 70s. Doesn't mean it's smart.
Well, you can tell me why it isn't when we get back. Now, for those of you that want a Chambers gun, and if you carry a gun and you're serious about shooting and you want one that is the at the height, the zenith of what a gun can be, then you should want a Chambers gun. You got to go to chamberscustom.com. That's where it all starts, that's where it all begins. Some of you will say, well, I can't afford it, or this, that, and the other. There's a lot of ways that you can get into a Chambers gun. Just got to think about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom as we're in 1911 University. So am I to believe that if you were to start changing the engineering of the 1911, like building one without a grip safety, that is a bad idea? And if so, why?
Well, I don't know that it's bad. It's just something I won't do.
Right.
Simply because the gun was designed with a grip safety. And, I mean, there's been a number of companies out there over the years that have done it, like Nowlin, for example. And that was cool. You know, I did that back in the 70s. He had what was called the Answer. And the Answer was basically a mainspring housing / grip safety piece that eliminated the grip safety. And, you know, it's cool, whatever. It's not something that I would do. And it's been common over the years, you know, some of these companies that build open guns and whatnot, they put them on theirs. All right, cool. Again, just not something I'm interested in doing.
Of the guns that you build, right? Now, I know you have some that you carry, right? Like, is your favorite carry gun still your 38 Super?
Oh, I've been carrying my Yeti quite a bit over the past year. I mean, I love my 38 Super. It's awesome. You know, but it's important to keep in mind that it's an iron-sided gun and a caliber that you can't just grab ammo from the Walmart, you know, for. So it's kind of a special event gun and whatnot, but the Yeti I carry quite a bit. I carry quite a bit my KC Night Stalker, and then I just got a new WMG 45 that I took in on trade here in the shop that I've been carrying.
What did you just take in? Another one? Another...
A WMG 45 Commander.
Oh, I'd be interested in looking at that one. But are the single stack guns a little lighter than the double stack guns as the way you make them?
By the time you figure in ammo, yes. But just side by side, no.
No. Okay.
Yeah, once you throw a 19-round magazine full of bullets in a wide body, it gets pretty heavy pretty fast.
Yes, it does. But it's a very reassuring weight, without a
doubt.
That's a really reassuring weight. I know all 23 are going to launch without issue, and they're probably going to be uncommonly accurate, as I've been told the gun is. I've been told that gun is uncommonly accurate. By a guy who builds guns. So, yes, I'm eagerly looking forward to this 45 because this will be my single stack 45. I think every man who likes 1911s should have at least a single stack 45. If only because that's really where it all began, right?
Right.
Do you like those yourself?
Oh, I love the single stack. You know that. That's a silly question. Why are you asking?
I'm talking about a single stack 45.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think it's a cool classic gun. Are there other options better suited to a particular mission? Sure, absolutely. I mean, you'd be silly to say no, because there just are. But overall, I really like it.
Yeah, I don't know. I still, there's still people out there that are carrying 1911s. So those are the ones I look at them with side eye going, these guys are probably, they probably know what they're doing. I know one guy, do you know who Tiger McGee is?
No, sir.
So Tiger McGee runs something called Shoot Right Academy. And he's owned two handguns in his life. He got his first single stack 1911, and he shot it till he wore it out. Then he got another one back in the 70s or 80s, and he's still going.
Sounds like he's had a boring, very boring life.
Well, I mean, you know,
come on. What is this, 1860?
Well, he's more interested in the rifle. He's an AR sort of guy. He looks at the handgun as something as a secondary.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, whenever I talk to these longtime instructors like John Farnham, you know, John Farnham, when we sat down with him in 2020, you and I, because it was me and Joe sitting down with John Farnham in 2020. When we sat down with him, he was just beginning to look at other platforms that looked like Glock 19s. He had other Glock 19s, but that was his gun, his Glock 19 and his AR. Those were the only two things he was concerned about. He wanted to be proficient with both. And I see that a lot in some of these older tactical instructors. Some of these younger guys, they're a little bit different. Then there's the anomaly, the Yeti. Did you hear about what he pulled off with the Night Fighters the other day?
What's that?
Well, he has three Night Fighters in sequential serial numbers.
Yeah, he sent me a picture, and he's like, check this out, 678. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, look at the serial numbers. I looked at him, and I was like, oh, you got so-and-sos, huh? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, good. He never shot it anyway. And Steve was like, you so mean. And I'm like, well, it's true. The guy never shot the gun, so I'm glad you got it. Wear it out. Yeah, that's pretty awesome that he got it.
I think he's sort of looking at that as sort of a set now, but I just find that interesting. But I mean, with mine, and we'll talk about mine when we get back. We got the break coming up, so first we're going to lead into the break. Now, for those of you who are interested in what Joe does, because Joe does Instagram videos, he does Facebook videos, he does YouTube videos, and he's available on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, all at Chambers Custom. And some of these sometimes are almost like a masterclass of this is what you don't want to see, right? Joe has very, very set notions on what a custom gun should look like when you get it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a White House ceremony, President Biden awards the Medal of Honor to three American soldiers for heroism in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Late Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash. Late Sergeant First Class Christopher Solis. Master Sergeant Earl Plumley.
The president saying all three men displayed an indisputable gallantry. Cash is the first black Medal of Honor recipient in the post-9/11 war on terror. Governor Andy Beshear is praising Kentucky's strength following a severe tornado that ravaged the state. Beshear saying it is painful, but we are not broken. The governor says power is coming back on in areas, but clearing debris to gain access to power poles is a slow process. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 30 points. This is USA Radio News. Some folks' bank accounts are seeing a little bit extra money this holiday season.
Millions of parents across the United States can expect to receive some extra cash this week when the IRS will be distributing the sixth and final payment from the extended child tax credit. Roughly $16 billion has been sent to 36 million families. The Treasury Department and IRS made the statement on Wednesday. The money is expected to reach some 60 million children. It should be noted there is no limit on the number of children who can receive the credit per family. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Ohio Supreme Court is rejecting a challenge to the Vax-a-Million lottery and pandemic orders. The court saying the group Ohio Stand Up doesn't meet the requirements to sue in the Supreme Court. The group argued the vaccine lottery is discriminatory against those who don't get vaccinated and says it violates law. The Supreme Court says the organization hasn't shown how these giveaways harm its members. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, it's 1911 University, and I have shot three Chambers guns. The Night Fighter, the WMGC, and the Knights Custom collaboration gun, which I forget what its nomenclature was. What was that?
The Night Stalker.
Night Stalker. So, all three of those, of course, were 9mm. I've never tried any of your guns in any other caliber besides 9mm. And if you had to get out there and if somebody were to come to you and say, Joe, I want to know which is your best performing caliber, the way you build guns. Is there one single caliber that performs head and shoulders above the rest of them, or have you dialed that in to where you figured out how to make each caliber seem superlative?
Well, I think they all shoot exceptionally well. The 38 Super is just really amazing. Super soft, you know, super good feeding, exceptionally accurate, like more accurate than any of the other calibers, just because of the nature of the round. So, yeah, I mean, that's why it's my favorite. I mean, it's just 38 Super, it'll humble you. Even even Steve Fisher, when he shot my personal 38 Super, he was like, oh, my gosh, now I see what you're talking about this whole time. This thing shoots off, like, super soft, softer than a soft 9mm. And I'm like, I tried to tell you that. You know, but the problem, again, the problem is you're not going to walk into Wally World or your local farm store and buy 38 Super ammo.
Right.
It's not happening, you know. So, you know, that's unfortunate, but it's just the way that it is.
Now, 38 Super, the interesting, when you tell me you were building a gun with 38 Super, have you ever heard of something called Operation Wide Receiver?
No.
That was a, this was a pre operation, the operation that happened under Obama and Holder, which it's for some reason it's escaping me the name of it. This one was done under the auspice of one LLC, Mike Deddy, out of Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike Deddy, the pistols that the guys in Mexico wanted the most were 38 Supers.
Yeah, I remember this now. This was when the agency was illegally selling guns to the Mexican cartels.
Yes.
Under Obama. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now the one that I was just talking about was actually under Bush.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. It was under the umbrella of Project Gunrunner.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other one was Fast and Furious. Everybody thought Gunrunner ran straight into Fast and Furious, but it did not, because that one ended. Gunrunner ended.
Right.
And I was just wondering, because most of the more tactical-minded people that I know don't, they're not really interested in carrying 38 Super. And I've always wondered why, because all of the competitors, you know, back in the day, that was the caliber to go with.
Right. Well, in Mexico, they want 38 Super because they can't own 9mm. They can't get 9mm ammo. They can get 380, they can get Makarov, they can get 38 Super, they can get 9 Largo, they can't get 9x19. It's illegal. And a lot of European countries are the same way. You cannot get a gun built in 9mm in a ton of the European countries, because they don't want you to have a NATO round. You know, it's kind of their way of saying, no, we don't want you to be able to fight back against the government.
Right. I had not considered that one. That is one thing I had not considered.
Yeah, that's the primary reason for that. Yes, sir.
Had not thought about that. So how difficult is it to find 38 Super?
Well, if you know where to look, it's not hard. And it's funny, because I have some clients that own 38 Supers that I've built them, or that the guys have built them. And during this time of ammo crunch, ammo crisis, ammo uncertainty, whatever you want to call it, those dudes have been able to find ammo. And it's actually been cheaper than 9mm. They're calling me up. They're like, bro, I found, 10,000 rounds of 38 Super Comp at XYZ for, 20 cents a round. And I'm like, wow, that's a steal. I would buy it all. Yeah, I bought it all. And I'm like, okay, cool. Because nobody recognizes it as a viable option, unfortunately.
But it is, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you want to shoot flat, fast, and have all the bullets, that's your round.
So would that actually be, would that work in something if you were to build it in a double stack, or is that only a single stack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, it's the bee's knees in a double stack.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing, a lot of the guys that we've done those guns for over the years, what they do is they end up getting two barrels, one in 9mm, one in 38 Super. They use the same, it's Super Comp. They use the same extractor, the same ejector. They use the same magazines. All you do is swap the barrel and slide stop and the recoil spring, and off you go. So they got the 9mm for practice, and they want to carry their 38 Super. Cool. Now they got, you know, that now they got 19 rounds of the hand of God on their hip instead of 19 rounds of German scientist.
Well, I'm glad you're letting loose on that and everything, as far as telling me what you think of that particular caliber. That may be one that you and I have to speak about. But then, once again, just, hey, have you, you know what, I haven't even asked this question. Have you got your lever gun yet?
No, I won't get it until after the first year, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Because they are not taking any new orders until January 1st. And they have nothing, according to them, they have nothing on the shelves. I'm like, well, that seems very awkward for a giant manufacturer, but okay. And I'm going to be totally honest with you. I had a little problem in my decision-making process on that. And,
I'll tell you what. Hold that problem, because we're coming up on the last break, and you can tell me the problem in the next go-round, because I'm interested in hearing this, because I sort of was figurative in putting that together. So you can find Joe and his merry band of gun builders at ChambersCustom.com. And when I say merry band of gun builders, these guys are all Chambers approved, which that's a very difficult seal of approval to obtain. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So we're talking to Joe Chambers, and Joe's been on the great lever gun hunt, and I tried to hook him up with somebody the other day. So what was the problem you ran into, sir?
Well, the dilemma is, you know, the black gun with the threaded barrel and the handguard and red dot is really cool, and I love that. But I'm also at heart, you know, a very traditionalist person. And I've always thought that the brass receivered Henrys are super cool. You know? And so I found out that they make 4570 with a brass receiver.
Sure.
Right? And an octagon barrel. So I ordered both.
Hardly.
Don't tell Heidi. She will not be pleased.
Well, and so is that why you got to wait, or is it just because that both guns are out of stock?
No, they're all of their stuff is out of stock, and also I ordered a gun for a gift for somebody. While I was at it, I was like, you can order three at one time. Let me have these three. So, yeah, I have a friend who's been really, really wanting a 30-30 lever gun for a long time. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get him one of these while I'm after it.
So it went from a typical gun purchase to a Costco run.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Buying in bulk. That's the way to go, man. That is the way to go, especially, you know, So, okay, well, I guess the 4570 with the brass receiver will be left completely alone and completely stock.
Yeah, and I'll just hunt with it, you know. Like, I have a Shiloh Sharps 45-120 that I'm going to hunt with during late season this year. So I will take it out on occasion and shoot a deer with it and wipe it down and put it back in the safe. I mean, I was just scrolling through their website, and I was like, oh, man, they make this brass wildlife edition. It's got high-grade walnut wood and blah, 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 octagon barrel, brass receiver. I must have one. So there we go, down the rabbit hole. It's retarded, but that's how it is.
Now, to me, making a mate to a lever gun, a 1911 mate to a lever gun. I could see that. I'm sure everybody out there would be like, well, no, of course, to make a set with the gun, you have to use a single-action revolver. Well, no, not necessarily. I kind of like taking it and cyberpunking it, you know, and making it look all tacked up and everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, prior to modern era bolt guns, which came about, you know, after the Great War, with the O3, and then again after the Second Great War with the Model 98 Mauser and the invention of the Model 70 Winchester, pretty much everybody who was anybody carried a lever gun of some sort. Lawmen carried lever guns. I mean, yeah, sure, they carried the Winchester semi-autos to some extent, but it was much more common for lawmen to have a 30-30 or a 44-40 or a 45 long Colt lever gun, and while carrying a 1911,
right?
So, you know, it makes perfect sense. And you know, lever guns, if you were to ask any long term accomplished deer hunter, okay, what's the number one caliber for killing deer of all time? 22 long rifle. Period, dot, the end. Whether that's legal or not, that's the truth. Second most popular caliber for killing deer of all time, 30-30 Winchester. I guarantee you more deer have been killed with that caliber than any other. So, I mean, and obviously Winchester made that famous with the Model 94. And then now Henry is, you know, they've got their side, what do they call them, I forget what they call them now, the side loader or something like that.
Side gate.
Guns and
yeah,
side gate. And then, of course, Ruger's got their new one from buying out another company. And Marlin had forever, you know, popularized the Model 336 CS. And so, yeah, I mean, lever gun's classic, man.
Yeah. I found a guy here locally. That is a big lever gun guy, and he's doing a series of videos on using them in self-defense or for home defense.
Sure.
And
yeah.
I'm gonna try to get with him and do a little collabing because he's just up the street from here. So,
man, have you ever seen any of these cowboy action shooters run a lever gun?
No, I have not, but they look like they're really fast. I mean, I've seen them, but I don't know what they do to their gun to make it that fast. I mean, it looks like it has no... It looks like the ring would just fall loose if they didn't have their hand on it just that fast.
Yeah, I mean, I dabbled in cowboy action shooting for a little while when I was younger. And some of the guys that I shot with, they could shoot a, you know, a 38 Special or a 45 Long Colt or a 44 Special lever gun as fast as you can shoot an AR. It's amazing how fast they can shoot that thing.
Yeah.
And don't even think you're going to give them a 22 long rifle and mess them up because it sounds like a machine gun. They're that fast.
So, what caliber are they shooting?
Most of them shoot 38 Special.
Okay.
For the most part, yeah. I mean, the really top competitors in that sport shoot 38 Special. You know, the historically correct guys run oddball calibers like 38-44, 38-40, 44-40, 45 Long Colt. You know, people forget that there were a ton of calibers during that time period that were wildly popular until the 45 Long Colt came about.
Right.
I mean, there was all kinds of crazy calibers, 32 Smith & Wesson, you know, just all kinds of wild stuff. And then the 45 Long Colt came out, and people were like, oh, that's a legit man-stopping machine right there.
Yep.
So, I mean, 45 Long Colt was kind of late to the game, if you will.
I remember my uncle used to have a 45-70 and one of those Thompson TC Contenders.
Oh, yeah.
That seems like a lot of bullet to try to fire out of any handgun to me. But he did it anyway. He did it on a regular basis. So back in the day. But anyway, I'm looking forward to when you do get your gun, so I guess we'll talk about that when that happens. I guess it'll be after the first of the year. Maybe while I'm at SHOT Show and you're not there, they will roll in, and then you can have them all built up and everything. And in the interim, of course, we will reconvene again. And I've got something I may want to call you up and ask you about here in a day or so, just because you didn't want to talk about it on air, just because I'm curious. Just because I'm curious. Huh?
I'm gonna shoot the video tonight and put it on YouTube for the Patreon page. And when it gets uploaded, I'll send you the link to the video.
Okay, I'd like to see that. That would be interesting to watch. And no, we can't tell you what we're talking about. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Thank you again, sir. Have a great weekend and a great evening.
Thank you very much. And as for me, I will be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.